You've got impeccable timing, mister. Always knocking on my door when my husband's just left home. My neighbors must be suspecting something. Come on in. Can I get you a drink? I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous. I guess we should get straight to business first. So, I'm glad you were willing to come over and discuss that email you sent. First of all, I have to admit, I was quite shocked when I read you wanted to stop partner swapping with us. My husband and your girl were enjoying it, so why wouldn't you want to continue things with me? Anyway, don't worry. I understood when I read that last paragraph. Let me pull it up on my phone. Here. It's been a great adventure that allowed me to discover a part of me I didn't know I had. Now that's putting it mildly, isn't it? But it's time for us to just be two monogamous couples again without any affairs or sexual favors. And then there's the part that really got to me. I have come to realize I can't accept the idea of the woman I'm sleeping with another man, even if it means I can do the same with his beautiful wife. Oh, you're so sweet. Couldn't help complimenting me even when you're ending our affair. Seriously, though, I understand, honey. And I agree. I totally get you want time to work on your sex life as a couple, just the two of you. So let's go back to being friends. It was getting a little weird, maybe. Sometimes, me and her would go lingerie shopping on Saturdays, and we'd have no clue in whose house we'd be showing off our purchases. So I guess it is time for things to return to normal. My husband was even more disappointed than I am, you know. He's had to find new social activities. As we speak, he's hanging out with some of his old gym buddies again. Yes, really? Don't be suspicious of me. If my husband was having sex with her right now, I would tell you, wouldn't I? And we agreed that's not happening anymore. So it settled then. No more partner swapping. Now then, let's drink to the end of our affair and to the start of a healthy friendship between two couples. You know, never mind. Although, no, it's not worth mentioning. Okay, it's just, we had some really good times, didn't we? I mean, the whole agreement we had going on was pretty hot, you have to admit. You always choosing when you wanted me and how, what I would wear, only for your girl and my husband to replicate the whole thing. What? Trying to convince you? No, silly. Except we're not doing it anymore. But surely you don't mind if a girl reminisces a little. Like, I loved how creative you would get sometimes, especially with the outfits you'd have delivered to my house. My favorite was that Hogwarts schoolgirl outfit. We really got some mileage out of that one. Every time I wore it, you'd sit right down where you're sitting now. I'd bring you a glass of that whiskey you like, and then you'd watch me slowly strip until all I had on was the tie and the stockings. I really pulled that one off, didn't I? Especially after I decided not to wear underwear with it anymore. You know, don't blush. All I'm trying to say is, I have no regrets going on this adventure with you guys. And seriously, you never could get over how much you liked my yoga pants, could you? Remember that time you made me meet you in the park in my running outfit? I thought you wanted to try something in public, but no, you actually made me work out. Push-ups and sprints and all, just to watch me sweat. I couldn't believe you had the patience to wait all the way until the shower back home to fuck me. Anyway, fun as dressing up for you would be, some of the best times were when you would keep things simple. Like that one time you texted me, you just wanted me to wait for you on my bed, naked and on all fours. I remember listening for my husband to start his car and leave, and like clockwork, I heard you open the back door 5 minutes later. I'd listen in anticipation, how you came up the stairs, The steps creaking slowly as if to tease me with the idea of you coming near. I remember so vividly how I got wetter and wetter as your footsteps became louder. When you finally turned the knob of my bedroom door, I arched my back just how you like it. Can you still picture my ass in the air? My pussy almost dripping. You had your pants off in a second, and you came inside me even quicker. I remember asking myself if your girl was as wet as I was that night, waiting on her hands and knees for my husband to come to your house. The next morning, she texted me she came 3 times before he finally did. Can you imagine that? She said she just loved how rough he was with her, pulling her hair and... Oh, I'm sorry. That's exactly the kind of thing that made you want to quit the whole affair, wasn't it? Listen, let me apologize. And not just for making you listen to me ramble on about all this. After all, I'm the one who talked you guys into this whole partner swap thing. Well, it's more like I seduced you into it, of course. But seriously, it was never my intention to put any kind of burden on your relationship. I guess you must be really mad at me. You know what you should do? You should punish me. Come on, don't be like that. All I'm saying is, since I'm kind of responsible for everything that's ever happened, maybe you need to teach me a lesson? Just to make sure I'll never, ever put you guys up to something like this again? I was thinking of something along the lines of a good spanking. No, don't say anything. Just let me undress. Can't spank me with these jeans on, can you? And if I'm taking those off, what's the point of keeping my top on? What's that look on your face? Can't a girl wear her favorite red lingerie around her house? Hey now, don't get up. Listen, sit down next to me. Come on, baby. I promise I'm not tricking you into anything. Don't you think you should make sure that I know I've been a bad girl? Yes? I thought so. I'm gonna get on my hands and knees, okay? Now I'm gonna arch my back and stick out my ass toward you. I want you to spank me and don't hold back, okay? What are you waiting for, baby? You trust me, don't you? Come on, just try one spank. I said don't hold back. Why don't you try that again? I don't know, honey. I don't think this is going to teach me a lesson. Maybe I should tell my husband the deal is on again after all. Oh, that's more like it. Oh. I've been a bad girl, haven't I? More, harder. Teach me a lesson. Oh, baby. Oh. I'm such a bad girl. I don't think this is enough punishment for me. You know what would really show me? If you made me feel that cock one last time so I know what I'll be missing. I don't have to turn around to know you must be fucking hard by now. Come on, baby, we're not breaking any rules. You wouldn't be fucking me. You'd be punishing me. It's a big difference. I'm sure they'll understand. That's right. Put your hands on my hips. Oh, are your pants off already? Come on. Just pull my thong down. And I'm all yours. Can you see how wet and ready I am? Only very bad girls can get so turned on from getting spanked. I must really need some disciplining. Don't hesitate, baby. Just put it in. Anne. That's right. Punish me. Come on. Punish me. I'm such a bad girl. Do you like the bra I'm wearing? As I recall, your girl and I both bought this set together. Does she wear it better than me, baby? I didn't think so. I deserve it. I deserve it. Punish me. Teach me a lesson for talking like that. Okay, okay, baby, take a break. We don't want you to run out of gas before you've properly put me in my place, now do we? Let me turn around, okay? I want to be able to look you in the eyes while you finish my punishment. Like that. And wait. Let me finally take off the bra now. There. Now you can punish me more. If not for everything I've done to you, then at least for all of those times I drove you crazy with these great tits, don't you think? That's right. We're not breaking any rules, baby. You're just making sure I understand. The affair is over. It's not sex. It's punishment. It's not sex at all. To make me know what I'll be missing. Because I've been such a bad girl. Oh, God. You're so hard. You're not thinking of finishing my punishment early, are you, baby? Take it slow for a while. Just take it slow. So I really know what I'll be missing. Slow and steady, baby. I've been a naughty, naughty girl, haven't I? And you don't know the half of it. What do I mean? I'm embarrassed to say it out loud, baby. I'll have to whisper it in your ear. But keep going, slow and steady. Are you ready to hear why I'm a naughty, naughty girl? When I said my husband hadn't left the house to have sex with your girl, I wasn't lying, but it wasn't the whole truth either, because he's in your house right now, but he's not fucking her. Oh no, he's punishing her. Baby. After reading your email, we thought she deserved some punishment too. For making you go through all of this. For being such a horny little slut, fucking my husband behind your back all the time. But punishment isn't sex, right? Oh, and when I said he was out with his gym buddies, that wasn't a lie either. They're in your house, too. To make sure she receives a proper punishment. Oh, you really want to show me some discipline now, don't you? Oh, you should, because there's more. Oh. I've been so, so bad, baby. It turns out there are loads of people who want to make her pay for being such a slutty cock tease. And I invited them all. Remember that guy from her office who's always hitting on her? When I called him to explain the situation, he said yes right away. And that delivery guy she gets flirty with sometimes, he's there too. And a couple of others. Yeah. To be honest, I lost count. Oh, does this make you want to teach me a lesson, baby? I can see that it does. Oh, my God. Then do it. Hold up my legs. Give it to me hard and fast. Watching my tits bounce, don't you? Oh my God. You fucking love punishing me. Hold my ankles and make me take it deeper. Make me take it. I'm so naughty. I'm such a bad girl. And you can do whatever you want to me. While I rub my clit. Fuck yeah. Like that. Bad girls like us deserve punishment. We deserve it hard and deep. Oh, fuck. Baby, you're making your bad girl come. Hold up my legs. Fucking pound me. Fucking keep going. I've learned my lesson, baby. No more cheating on my husband with you. I assume you don't need to come anymore, right? Since this was just to discipline me. I'm kidding, baby. After such a good lesson, the least you deserve is a little thank you. How about a thank you with my mouth? Stand up so I can get on my knees in front of you. Give me that big, hard cock of yours. Just admit to me one thing. She could never blow you like I can. You love my fingers around the base of your hard dick. My other hand playing with the balls. And the way my tongue plays with the head. But most of all, you like it when I take you deep. Am I a good girl now? Taking you deep and fast? Now that I'm a good girl, can I watch you finish yourself? I want to touch my nipples while you jerk yourself in front of my face. But last just a bit longer, baby, because I want to tell you that I bet your girl's on her knees now, too. Jerk yourself for her. Jerk yourself and think about how many men she's got around her. Their cocks in her hands, between her lips. Some of them are probably coming by now. All over her face, her tits, or maybe one or two are still taking turns fucking her ass while some guy is coming in her mouth. It's driving you crazy, isn't it? Why don't you pretend you're one of those guys and pretend I'm her? Pretend I'm your girl. On your knees. On her knees. In front of you. Picture her so exhausted from fucking, from making all those guys come however they wanted. Imagine I'm your girl. So fucking drenched in cum I can barely keep my eyes open. Imagine I'm her. Jerk yourself for her. Jerk yourself until you can't take it anymore. She's pushing up her tits, sticking out her tongue, eager for another load. You're the last guy that needs to come, and she's begging you. What do you think she calls them? Daddy? Or master? What about sir? Please, sir, please come in my mouth. Yeah, that's probably it. I'm your girl, begging sir on my knees to jerk his big dick for me. Can I have it all over me, sir? Jerk it for me, sir. Please, sir. Shoot it all over your good girl's face. Oh, yes. Come for me now, sir. Come for me. All over me. Yes. Thank you, honey, for putting me in my place. I promise we'll never do it again, just like you asked. And I'm sure your girl's learned her lesson as well. Now why don't you let me clean you up in the shower? It'll probably be a while before you can go home.